Hello everyone, welcome again to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 16, 2621. Well, in this episode, let me discuss with you about a new report from Dialab Sukuba team. It's on the anti-cancer effect of soya saponin A and soya saponin 1 and the two bioactive compounds obtained from soybean. I'm sure you all know about soybean, so popular protein-rich grain. In screening for anti-cancer compounds from a library, the team discovered that soya saponin A, but not soya saponin 1, has cancer activity. Testing it for a large number of cancer cell types, they found that it is particularly effective for cancer cells that lacked P53 tumor suppressor protein. Soya saponin 1, very structurally related to soya saponin A, did not show such activity. They looked into molecular signalings and found soya saponin A targets CAF protein. I guess you remember what CAF protein is. It's collaborator of ARF, and it is involved in regulation of P53 signaling and several others controlling cell proliferation of cancer cells. Well, this is the protein that regulates cell proliferation in two directions. In P53 compromised cells, it functions as an oncogene by blocking P21 tumor suppressor at the transcriptional level. Oncogenic CAF function also promotes tumor cell metastasis by cooperating with beta-catenin protein. Therefore, at mechanistic level, they showed soya saponin A by targeting CAF was able to put the cells to growth arrest or apoptosis and also reverse the EMT signaling. This is something they achieved with CAF targeting siRNA, shRNA, and some microRNAs too. In other words, the team validated soya saponin A as a natural inhibitor of CAF protein and tested its anti-tumor activity for P53 compromised tumors in nude mice assays. They found, yes, soya saponin A causes reduction in tumor growth and their metastasis to lung. For details, please see the article published in Scientific Reports, Volume 10, page 6323. Thank you so much.